This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We're going to have to play all four of our bigs for sure. They remind me a lot the way they run of Michigan State and how Michigan State brings four big guys in and just tries to wear you down. I think Florida does the same thing. They shoot the basketball much better than the Michigan State team does. I think it's the biggest difference. But we're going to have to play all four bigs. There's just no way Derek and Jew are going to be able to log 36 minutes against this team.
Adding Morton, adding Sagano. So interested in what Sagano is going to look like. He's going to start some, you know, earlier or midweek this week. I really like our bullpen right now. With Batista coming back and the arms, there's a lot of the arms are supposed to throw today, and Perez and Soto and Dominguez and Cano and these type of guys. I feel like the last three innings of the game, I have some options, some good options. Batista threw a live BP yesterday, looked great. So he's on track. Hopefully can be at least a close version of himself of what he was a couple years ago, of just absolutely dominant. And then we got O'Neill, and it gives Kjerstad an opportunity to get some more bats and give him a chance. He's, you know, definitely earned it, and his nothing left to prove in AAA.
So we have a huge sports day on tap, ladies and gentlemen. First, you heard from the current head coach at Maryland, Kevin Willard. That seems to be an expiration date there. But he's talking about going against Florida. That game's at 7:30. And then Brandon Hyde talking about Sagano, talking about Kjerstad, neither of whom are playing today.
Nope.
One's a pitcher, one's a hitter.
Maybe Hess will get a chance to pinch hit.
Yeah. So, but Orioles play today. Now, Bobster just told me that game's at 3:30 now, but it says 3:00 on the thing. So
why would you move a game time for a dome?
I don't know, but he was telling me it's at 3:30 now. I'm going to take Bob's word for it, because why would
it? Could
screw
be the
me?
Canadian exchange rate.
Yes, Canadian time is 3:30. Yeah. So we have a massive day and a lot of subplots as well as we enter said day.
Yeah, it is.
And we'll get to the Kevin Willard of it all coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it is just sort of odd that the Terps are playing a huge game, one of the biggest games in program history, certainly one of the, obviously the biggest game in post-Gary Williams program history. And it's overshadowed by the nebulous future of the program and who's going to be running it, and it's not going to be Kevin Willard, and we have some thoughts about who it might be.
Yes.
Which again we'll get to, but it's a weird moment in time where the Orioles season is just beginning and the Terps season is hitting its crescendo, and the Terps game is, it's not a subplot to these larger stories, but there are things that are going to reverberate beyond this game no matter what the outcome is that continue to sort of percolate across college basketball media and message boards and everything else. And Terge is gone. And the Orioles are beginning a season.
Terge 2.0 is gone.
Meet the new coach, same as the old coach.
Terge 2.0 is gone. And the Orioles are starting a season where for, I don't know about you guys, but the sense I get is, and I think we started to see this reflected in the 10,000 open empty seats at the playoff game and a very tepid offseason. I get the sense that for a first time in since this regime's been here, that there's a fair number of people out there who are less than convinced that this upward trajectory will continue, that they went from, you know, in the abyss to starting to contend to being a buyer to going to the playoffs twice. Mm-hmm. And despite the American League looking even more watered down than possibly at any other time during the Mike Elias, Brandon Hyde era, there seems to be a lot of people in this town who were less than captivated by how they've put this team together and who are trying to figure out what is fair expectations, and almost like people don't want to get caught up in believing they're going to continue to be better than they have been in the past. Because certainly on the pitching side, they haven't built up the high end. I mean, maybe they boosted the low end. They haven't built up the floor.
Jason, go beyond Baltimore. We've had on countless national MLB analysts, journalists this offseason, and guys that were huge advocates of Mike Elias. Yes. And the one that immediately comes to mind is Jim Bowden.
Yes.
Who, what was the quote? Crab cakes every October.
You've got the best GM in baseball. Yeah. I'm going to be eating crab cakes with you guys in October for the next 6 years.
Where he was a major skeptic. We had John Morosi on a couple of weeks ago, where him saying that from what he hears in the industry, perception.
Which is the same thing Ken Rosenthal said on our show. And then reported in The Athletic.
So I think it's gone.
Jim O'Dowd.
Yes.
Dan O'Dowd. Jim Duquette.
Yes.
Yeah. Jim O'Dowd hates him too.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah. Now, full disclosure, Mark Feinstein has him going to the World Series.
Yes.
He does.
Who is a regular guest on this program. So some are still buying.
And Dan Zimborski from Fangraphs is one of the few people at Fangraphs who had the Orioles pick to win the division. Way more people who work at Fangraphs pick the Red Sox than the Orioles, let alone the Yankees. In fact, most people at Fangraphs, I think they had 19 people voting, and the majority of them picked the Red Sox. So I think tepid is a fair word.
Yeah. I love baseball.
We all do.
And I'm excited because home springs eternal. But if the chickens come home to roost, so to speak, then it's going to, I think, elicit some anger and frustration from a lot of people, because all the questions that we and others were asking this offseason are going to be like, hey, I told you so. What the hell's going on here?
And maybe they know better. We're going to find out over the course of 162 baseball games, over the course of like 185 days.
But unfortunately, the biggest story in this town is about the head coach of the Terps, which we'll get to.
Let me just ask this before we go over the show and everything. Are you as excited about this game as you were on Monday?
No.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bone?
No. Quite frankly, guys, it goes beyond the Terps. Like, even the Orioles opening their season, I feel like I'm not as fired up as I should be for the Orioles open their season because of this Kevin Willard news.
It's overshadowing everything.
Yes, exactly.
And what's crazy is I also think this story has really shone a light on the fact that nobody really reports regularly on Maryland, and it's like it sort of has built, like it came out of nowhere, because like who's mining the store down there? Like nobody, like a week or so ago, like it just popped up out of nowhere, these Villanova rumors, and they're popped up on Discord.
First the Rothstein thing popped up.
Yes.
Basically saying
He's pretty much there.
They tried to put the baby back in the bottle or whatever yesterday. I'm all over the place here with my mixed metaphors and mixed names. Hey. I need a V8 to straighten me out. But he did more than just say they're talking. He basically said Bullard's getting everything he wants.
Yes. And that's the, we'll get that coming.
And then the Villanova stuff started coming out, and then Willard started trashing the program, and then Damon Evans left, and here we are. Look, I just want this guy out of my life at this point. I'm, like, ready for the next era of Terps basketball to start.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hope those kids play their rear ends off tonight, and maybe they do something magical. But, man, there's
I think DHS is playing 36 minutes tonight.
This cold water has been thrown on. We have a huge show here on this
Thursday. He's going to treat it like senior day. Anybody he thinks could go with him somewhere is going to play. Yeah. If you can't, you're on the bench tonight, son.
Trust me, he's not taking DHS with him. Boomer Esiason is joining us at 2:30, former Terp quarterback, Terp legend. Get his thoughts on what's going on at the program coming up at 2:30. Chris Harry, FloridaGators.com, will preview this matchup with him at 3. And Sunshine himself still will be bringing the sunshine, coming in studio at 5.
Look, we all wanted this Willard thing to last longer than it's going to last. And we all wanted to believe what he was saying because he was very convincing saying it. It's clear in his heart he knew he was going a long time ago. He dragged this program unnecessarily through the mud and exposed a lot of dirty laundry that could have been left private for what I guess for his own ego and for his own emotional state at the time. And he got his licks in on Damon Evans, even though Damon Evans wasn't going to be here. So what's the point? But he's not the end-all be-all. He didn't have the greatest resume in the world before he got there. And if this program is committed to what's now being said all over the place, $5 million revenue share, if they've got that on the table, I got news for you. It's not going to be some dude who's never coached a Power 5 team before. It's not going to be some hope and a prayer. It's not going to be a starter, like a startup guy that we're all rooting for, and we hope one day he's worth $3 to $5 million a year. No, they're going to go get a real basketball coach who's won real games at one of the two, three, four biggest conferences in the country, who's got an established resume, might even have a resume better than Willard's when he got here. Money talks. If that's on the table, they're going to be just fine.
Coming up next, we get to the Kevin Willard of it all. And, man, I think it was yesterday about when we had Kevin Harlan went around 2:30, things started to feel a lot less optimistic. Now it's, I think, he gone. Well, what do we think of Kevin Willard? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.